for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll get those in as soon as we can. Now joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Certainly not the, the start to your season that you were expecting. Obviously, planning to play a game last night at Sam Houston State, and because of the certainly the catastrophic events going on in the Texas area, not able to do that. Talk about what your team has been doing over the weekend and how you've adjusted to the ever-changing schedule.
Well, you know, it's when we found out we couldn't play on Sunday, we gave them Saturday off. We actually practiced yesterday. Today's first day of classes. We gave them this day off today. We'll go back and practice. You know, the one thing is we're still kind of in limbo as to whether we're going to play the game or not right now. Hopefully we'll know more here around lunch and into the early afternoon as to what's going to happen and kind of adjust our schedule. But the big thing is, you know, we've been in camp since July 26, anticipating the Sunday game. We just kind of adjust our practice. I know our guys are tired of hitting each other, but you know, this is just a little bit. This is an adjustment. You know, it's not adversity for us. Obviously, I think Sam Houston and Houston and Texas, they have a lot of adversity going on for them right now, and our hearts go out to them. So, you know, this is just a minor adjustment. We'll figure out how to rearrange the schedule, but for us, you know, we're not dealing with anything like what they're dealing with.
No question. Getting ready for the season and getting ready for this game, how did you feel like your team has come through camp, and how do you feel like your guys have adjusted to some of the new stuff that you and your coaching staff has brought in?
Yeah, I think our players have been great. They've adjusted to what we're asking them to do, the new schemes offensively and defensively. They're bright kids here at the University of Richmond, so they pick things up very quickly. And I've been really pleased with them. It's a hard-working group of guys that want to be good. They know they've had great tradition here at Richmond. So I've been really, really pleased with them. Our practice yesterday was really good. We put the pads back on them and banged them up a little bit and banged them around, and they responded really, really well. And, you know, some people would have said, oh, man, I got to put pads on again. But our guys went out there and they practiced hard. And, it was pretty lively practice and a lot of contact going on. So that we needed. I mean, we can't, you know, we had a scrimmage, you know, the last scrimmage a while back, and then we kind of geared towards Sunday and lightened up a little bit, and you know, we just had to go right back and put the pads on and practice pretty hard yesterday.
We're here with Richmond head coach Russ Huseman. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your question is from the line of John O'Connor with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Russ, is the program sort of coming to terms with the possibility of having a 10-game schedule? And if that's the case, what do you think about that?
Well, we haven't come to terms with anything right now. I think we'll know more today. I know Sam Houston wants to play the game. We want to play the game. I think we're going to try to exhaust every avenue, you know, to get this game played. I think it's important for both programs to get it played. So, you know, we'll know more probably in the next 2 or 3 hours the direction that we're going to go. It's important that we play the game. I've never been involved with just a 10-game schedule. If we don't get the game in, obviously it's because of what's going on in Texas, and you feel for those people down there, and especially Houston. You know, I've had the Weather Channel on, and you see some of the devastation down there. It's tough. So if we don't play a game, it's not the worst thing in the world.
Thanks.
Russ, and we'll kind of take a look at to your team, both offensively and defensively, and 8 starters back on offense, and I know you've brought in a little bit of a different system. How have they adjusted to that new system?
Well, offensively, really well. When you got a guy like Kyle Laletta running your offense, you feel pretty good right off the bat. I think he's an excellent player. He's got a ton of ability. He's a bright kid. You know, we had a lot of wideouts coming back, you know, a lot of juniors and seniors, and we added two transfers, you know, one from Temple and one from Wake Forest. That's really just given us a whole lot more depth at wideout. We'll get two running backs back. You know, Deontes Thompson had an unbelievable year last year for Richmond, and we'll get Xavier Goodall and Gordon Collins back. And, you know, our fourth guy, Jay Palmer's, looked really, really good. So you feel good there. All the tight ends are back. You know, we're a little thin up front offensively, but our offensive line coach, Adam Ross, has done an unbelievable job. These kids, these guys up front are playing really well. So where we are offensively is really good. We're healthy, and so, I mean, I feel good about where we are there.
As you bring in a new system, how nice is it to have a guy like Kyle that not only, as you said, is very bright and talented, but is a senior and a leader of your group?
Well, you got to feel for Kyle, because I think this is his fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years. So, obviously, he's put up really nice numbers and has been a great player for Richmond. So, I think he picks things up quickly. He adjusts. He works at it. I mean, when we're in the office late at night, you know, when we broke camp, we kind of just started. We kind of said, all right, evenings, when we're done practicing at 6:30, you guys are done. And, you know, I walk down the hall into the meeting room, and Kyle and a couple of receivers are in there until 9:30 at night. So, you know, he's not good by accident. He's good because he works at it.
Defensively, eight starters back on that group, and I know you're bringing a little bit different system on that side of the ball. Talk about what you'd like to do defensively and how that unit has looked so far in camp.
Good. You know, I'll start on the back end in our secondary. I love our secondary. I think we've got, you know, getting Gerald Jordan back from injury last year. Tayfon Mansell had a great year last year. And then Mike Akeel. So we think we got three quality guys playing our two corners in our dime. Brandon Conacher's back at free safety. And then Lee Johnson's at strong safety. And he played some for him last year, but we like what he's doing there. So the five DBs that we've got, feel good about. You know, we've got some redshirt freshman, Trent Williams, who's looked good. We've got a couple freshmen that will play in the secondary, and they're both very athletic, and we've been extremely pleased with them. So we like where we are there. Linebacker moving down a little bit. We're thin there. You know, we lost Billy Coggle to a knee injury. He was projected to start at one of the linebackers, but we've got Justin Rubin, who looks really good, and then we've got Dale Matthews and Madison Day, who will play a lot. They're battling for the other spots. So I think we got three, and then we may have to play a freshman as the fourth. And then up front defensively, I think we can line up with some good players there. I think we can get to three or four defensive tackles with Andrew Clyde, Colby Ritten, Maurice Jackson. Those three guys look really, really good. And then obviously we got Brandon Waller coming back at defensive end, who we love. Unbelievable leadership by Brandon, and he's got a lot of ability. And then with Trey Moore, Chad Wiggins, and Darius Reynolds. So I think we've got some depth there. Probably not the depth you'd like at linebacker, but I think all the way across the board, we're not in bad shape there.
Want to look ahead a little bit to Sam Houston, and obviously a team that you're familiar with, having faced them in the playoffs a year ago, and certainly have a couple of marquee players on each side of the ball. But what did you learn from facing them in last year's playoffs, and what are some of the keys to being able to beat those guys?
I think the skill kids that they have are incredible. But it all starts around their quarterback, Jeremiah Briscoe, obviously, who was the Walter Payton Award winner last year. So we know he's good. We saw him firsthand. Tremendous player, puts up unbelievable numbers. But he has weapons. I mean, he's got five or six wideouts that made unbelievable catches against us last year. One-handed catches, acrobatic catches. They can do things with the ball when they get it. I know they want their running game to be better. They've got a couple really good players in Avery and Ballmer there, but they lost a few players up front offensively, and I think that's kind of where they got to stabilize themselves. But there's kids that can run and run fast and are athletic all the way across the board there.
And then how about for your offense against their defense? They also have a Buchanan Award candidate on the defensive line and in the defensive end, Hall.
Yeah, we got to face him firsthand last year, too. P.J. Hall's a really good player. He's an NFL prospect. He's the real deal, no question. Now, they moved him inside, and, all of a sudden you got a three technique there with some athletic ability. You know, he could cause some problems in there. You know, the one thing is they've got some transfers. They lost a lot of players on the defensive side of the ball, and, you know, they're going to play a true freshman at corner. A transfer from UNLV. They've got a middle linebacker that's a transfer from Texas. So we haven't seen them on film, but obviously they'll be good. I don't think there's a question about that. I think they feel really good about where they are defensively now.
All right, Russ. Thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks. See you guys.
All right. Take care.